I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yo, welcome to Life Taping a 2-Drink Minimum, motherfuckers. That makes a maximum noise for...
Motherfucker!
The fuck?
These three the fucking fuck? Assholes.
And I like it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. I asked them, welcome to 2-Drink Minimum. I asked Poseidon before, do you want us to say action for you to know when to bring us up? And as I was talking, he was like, welcome, motherfuckers! Yo, what's up?
Yeah, something, he just kicked into gear. He's ready to go now.
Two gears.
He made me watch gay porn today.
Did he?
Yeah.
What do you mean made you?
By mistake.
He sold it really well. I was doing a podcast, Mental's podcast. I had a guest, and we're talking about in the U.S., there was a Democrat staffer that he released a video of him getting fucked in the ass.
I saw it.
What?
Okay. So
what?
I made myself watch that gay porn.
Yeah. So he was like, I thought bring it up for the podcast, the censored version. But he just puts it on screen. There's just one guy banging another guy. I'm seeing a dick going in the ass. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, no, wait. It's gonna. Let's see where this is going. It's going in the guy's ass. That's where it's going.
So it's an employee of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
The Democrats.
Yeah.
And what? Like, how high up is he?
He's just a staffer.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
He's a bottom.
He's a bottom. Okay. He's a It was amazing.
I watched that video, and I watched like the censored version where they cropped just above the lower part of his back.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that was the version that I saw, like the internet-friendly version. And I got to say, if I was a dude, I was pretty hot, dude. Don't get me wrong, all right? I'm pretty straight. But the room was empty, giant room. People normally have these giant board meetings, these congressional, important fucking house of cards ass people are making worldly decisions. There's nobody, and this guy's just getting railed in the middle of this whole... I thought it was kind of hot. I'll be honest. If I was into that, I'd be like, all right, I get it.
Watching
I understand.
Porn, though, that's like cropped to here must be weird because just people going...
No, like, it was his lower back. So all you saw was above... Where if he had a tramp stamp, you'd see that and the rest of the back.
And was he looking forward?
He was taking it all in.
Yeah, he was saying, people normally write laws here.
Yeah.
Does he say that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Does.
Does he?
Does he? Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah. He was literally, you could tell he was living in the moment. There wasn't like, he wasn't dissociating. He was like, I'm going to try and remember everything I can. Because this is historic. It is a historical. That is America.
I appreciate the hustle.
Yeah.
It's like what you say. Don't hate the player. Hate the gay.
Who was the other guy? Was the other guy like in, was he an employee
Poseidon,
too?
Can you Google and find out whose dick that was?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's like, got it right here. I'll pull it
I guarantee you it's not the first time people are getting fucked in that building.
No. But it's the first time it's filmed and put on the internet.
Yeah, they're just outraged because it was like gay dudes doing it. They weren't outraged because that's, you know, they were
they're
like,
they're all gay dudes, okay? Yeah. The only difference is that now this kid, it's this generation, so he taped it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you gay sex happens there all the time.
For sure.
And they're pretending like they don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
This is the government.
Either way, I found it extremely easy to masturbate to.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Look, man, if I was a dude that liked dudes, that guy had a good body. That was tight. Just a tight little dude.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
He's taking it a little far.
So you think that's going
far?
He's
being a little too gay.
So you going, it's very hot and I jerked off to it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm not gay, but I did jerk off to it.
Yeah, dude.
But he's got a good bod. Hey,
the
fag.
The man's an athlete.
He's taking it too far.
Athlete.
He's taking it too far. Okay. It's kind of gross.
You're a wizard. There's a new film on Netflix called The American Society of Magical Negroes, and that is the real name on Netflix. What do you think of the show?
It sounds so bad when
it
a white person
like
says it.
It sounds like I'm making it up.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're allowed to say that, by the way. But that's the name of the Netflix special. It is the name.
I pay for my monthly subscription.
Yeah.
I'm going to yell out every title.
I was aware of this. David Lucas hit me up yesterday, actually, a comic out of Austin, Texas. Great comic. And he also had some comments on it. He's like, we got to stop using that word too. And I agree. I was like, yeah, we shouldn't be saying either of those words.
As of right now, we're still allowed, so I'm going to milk it. I'm going to milk it for as long as I can.
Jesus.
But is it a spinoff to Harry Potter?
Maybe in some alternate timeline. Yeah, maybe.
Is it? It sounds like it is.
Do you think, what's her name, Rowling?
J.K. Rowling.
She's got tons of money. Like she's just doing this so that we forget the shit she said about trans
what
people.
What did she say about trans people?
I don't know, but if trans people seem
I've
very
already
angry.
Forgotten.
She yeah. said trans men or trans women can't get pregnant and people got upset.
That fucking bitch.
How dare
that
she?
Fuck a fucking bitch.
How dare she say shit like that, dude?
We should get an army of Negroes and fucking do magic on it.
Do magic on them.
If I find out it's her, if I find out it's her behind this, it's fucking funny.
That's
she's like,
the best.
I need to corner the urban market. I'm gonna go with the same story of magical kids.
And that word too, it makes it sound it doesn't sound racist. It just sounds old timey stupid.
Yeah,
it sounds like your grandfather trying to say African American, but it comes out wrong.
Yeah. Poseidon, tell us who wrote the movie.
You know, these magical
Hold on,
Negroes.
I'm seeing if it's associated, connected to Harry Potter.
What?
Is it?
I'm checking to see if it's connected to Harry Potter in any way.
It definitely isn't.
So type in the title?
What was connected to Harry Potter was that gay porn in the congressional office.
The American Society of Magical Negroes.
Yes, is it connected to Harry Potter?
No, the American Society of Magical Negroes is not associated
with
Harry Potter.
Okay, I feel like now you're just trying to say it on purpose.
Yeah, he's just...
You gotta stop saying
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You're making it weird.
I made a point to say it once so they're aware of what's happening, but don't overdo it, bro.
Don't get too comfortable saying that.
Yeah.
You're making it weird. Yeah. These guys are feeling super weird.
I got preach on speed dial. Don't fuck around, bro.
And these guys, these guys are about to make you disappear.
I think he's just really comfortable because he's in the dark. So he goes, people don't know I'm white. I can just
but yeah,
that
find
out.
Is it like an independent thing or is it part of Harry Potter?
No, for sure. It's independent. Aaron is recruited into a secret society of magical black people who dedicate their lives to a cause of utmost importance.
It's definitely what's
the cause?
It doesn't say.
You know what it is, though? How
Racism.
They sold that show? It's definitely a black dude or a black woman that went into Netflix and it was all white people. So then she just said a stupid fucking name and then they were like, we're not going to tell her that that's a dumb name or else I'll look racist. For sure.
With it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm going to watch it first.
Is it out? Is it
maybe
already?
Maybe it's great. I'm a magician, dude. I got to watch these things.
I'm doing research.
This is my home studies, dude. You're coming into my territory.
So since you're a magician, every time you hear something that sounds racist, you have to watch it.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. Not magical. Yeah.
Just the racist.
Just when they're using Negro so freely in titles. Like what?
There is something funny about having a bunch of black people do magic because they're all shocking each other.
Oh yeah.
Ah! Holy shit! How the fuck did that? This is amazing.
Everyone's just always running away from each other.
Shut up, Poseidon.
But you know what? You know what the truth is? I'll tell you the truth in this. Gay is the new black for reactions. You know, you guys watch David Blaine, like this is what got me into magic like in 2000 was like David Blaine doing street magic, obviously in the hood, guys running away, freaking out. Everybody remembers that.
I remember
these black guys in the hood running away because like the fucking, they were getting their minds blown, which I would have done too. It's David Blaine in the 90s, like, you don't see that shit. You don't see just magic every day. But I went to Northern California and I had to do this shoot. And we ended up in this beer garden in, like, the gay part of town somehow.
In what city?
I don't even know, dude. I don't even know the exact name of the bar. But, yeah, we were in this, and there was, like, these 20 dudes, and I did a trick, and I swear to God, I've never gotten a reaction to magic. Looking at each other like, oh, my fucking God, are you a vampire? And they're, like, pulling at my clothes, running around. I was like, this is where I got to film my magic special right here. That was it, yeah.
Pretty gay.
Or in the congressional hearing room. One of the two, either would work.
So Greeks also react crazy to magic.
Greeks do react crazy. Yeah.
I think everyone reacts crazily, except for me. Yeah. Whenever I see magic, I'm like, that's a good trick.
Yeah, but you're on the spectrum. You're like on the spectrum somehow. You like get it. You understand how I did the trick or something.
I tried. You know what I thought of doing? I'm thinking about becoming the mayor of Montreal. For real. I did some research.
All right, no applause. It's fine.
So, no, they're not crazy. But here's the... No, for real, I'd make a good mayor. But this is what I realized. So the current mayor, Valerie Plante, she became mayor at a time where nobody was running for... Nobody cared, right? And we had a guy who was corrupted, so they just voted for her. We have a very low voter turnout when it comes to mayoral stuff. Mm. So number one, I think I have more fans than people that vote.
Right.
So right there, we're winning. Right there, we're winning. Number two...
I don't think that people are fans you'd pull vote, a Trump, though. Like,
we got to like force them to vote.
Yeah, but could she get, like... people that get elected mayor always go after old people.
I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to go right vote. After these old people. I run faster than them.
Okay.
I'm going to hit every... But I was really thinking about it. I'm thinking about 2025, getting the crew together and running for mayor on a very aggressive platform. Yeah.
On Rumble?
On Rumble, yeah. I'm gonna vow to cut the homeless.
Nice. And like,
you're going to murder them?
Yeah.
No, just okay. Cut them.
Yeah. You just stab them?
Just cut them. Watch them bleed out.
You know, the parking meters are up to 11 now.
11 what?
11 p.m.
Oh, I thought 11 homeless people.
I would get rid of that. I would get rid of that. And what I would do is I would create exemptions. If you work at a business, you have an exemption pass. You can park anywhere on that street without paying while you're at work. Little things like that. Yeah. Wow. Make the city a better place.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had a thing.
That's a good idea.
She's done.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was in Gatineau because there's a guy that called me. He's he bought a bunch of tents for homeless people.
Okay.
Kind of like the little houses I built. So he goes, Do you want to come? There's going to be I'm proposing my plan in front of the media. So he was giving out tents, and then he's saying how he's going to build little houses, then build apartment buildings and the whole thing. So I was like, fuck it. Yeah, I'll go. So I go, and then he goes, you want to talk to the press? And I'm like, no, I'm just here. Just to see, like, I want to see the tents because I was pissed. Because at first he was like, "These tents can you can be in there at minus 30."
I don't believe
okay.
It's a house.
Yeah. So, but then I look at the tent and I go, "How expensive are they?" And he goes, "So like $3,000-$4,000." I Google.
Each?
Yeah. So I Google them and I find them on Amazon for $349.
Oh my god.
So I'm like these are fucking garbage. And I go in, but he put in heaters, electric heaters, and then there was heated blankets. So there's a pretty good setup.
It's a fire hazard.
Yeah. No, but it's all electrical, and there's two security guards full time. Nice. Just walking around telling homeless people.
So it's like a concentration camp.
Just waking them up every half hour.
But so then
blasting music in the middle of the night.
Since I didn't want to talk to the journalist, but he wanted them to know I was there. So he goes, I got this idea because of Mike Ward's houses, blah, blah, blah. And then he does his thing. And then he got the head of the homeless whatever coalition in Gatineau talk.
What?
And the guy goes, I want to thank Mike Ward for coming to save us. And then and I'm like, oh, fuck. And then all the homeless people were coming up to me. And
that's
they were going,
sick.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I was
dude,
like,
that is
you're
sick.
Welcome.
You're the king of the homeless people.
Yeah, I'm the king of the homeless people. Yeah. Yeah.
They're all like bringing you up on their shoulders. Yeah. Like, I see it. That's pretty
Mike's
sick.
Throwing out $20 bills.
Yeah.
I gave 50. I was given 50s yesterday.
Get the fuck out of here.
I gave. I just gave one because I realized I gave one and then I didn't have any money left. So
share.
Were
it's
you
for
expecting
all of
change?
You.
No,
all
but
family.
I just gave. Because there was a two homeless people that told me they were getting married, and this was the fucking weirdest thing because this. This homeless lady comes
Look,
up to
I feel
me.
Like priority one if you're homeless is stop being homeless.
Yeah.
And then get married.
But then, and she said the funniest thing.
For tax
thing.
Benefits. They yeah. Got
she doing said, it the wrong way.
She was like, we're getting married. Nothing fancy. And then I was like, really? Really?
I
nothing
like that she
fancy?
Cleared that up. Oh. We forgot to do it off the top, but it fits in perfect. We forgot to mention our sponsors.
Okay.
Polysleep is sponsored. So if you guys need to sleep, whether it's in the streets
tent.
Or in your apartment.
You can sleep so much better than...
Yeah.
Would say a homeless person, if you got Polysleep.
Yeah, and if you use the promo code PANTELUS30, you get 30% off. Jesus. Now, I have to say something. Polysleep, if you're a good company, you're watching this, give these homeless some pillows.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They have their...
That would be nice.
Yeah. And they are a nice company. I know.
They are a nice company.
And Polysleep, their pillows are good because you can put in extra cushions. Yeah. So you lift it up and you can use it like as a sex pillow.
That's right.
So on their honeymoon, on that homeless honeymoon. Yeah.
You can bend it right over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polysleep.ca.
But the...
I hope they clip all the ads
what's
we make for
what's
them.
What's the promo code?
Pantelis 30.
Pantelis 30. This homeless woman, too, like she asked me... Since I'm
Wait,
in
can we
show
talk
business?
About the leader of the homeless people? I feel like
he wasn't.
You glossed over that, but I feel like it's like you know, like the Rat King or something.
It's not.
Like,
it's not like a homeless guy. He's a. He's the boss.
The of, most homeless of all of
no,
them.
No, it's a thing called itinerant zero. So he
started it.
No, he feeds
Patience.
Homeless people.
Oh,
so he feeds homeless people and he looks after them.
I just feel like the queen.
Yeah.
He's like the queen. They all go to.
Exactly.
When I was young, I made a documentary. I put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It was I was looking for the bum king. There was in Montreal. There was a homeless king.
You're sitting next to him.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Yeah, a guy that would go up to people. He was like a pimp.
He would wear a crown sometimes, and he would tell them shit. And I went to record. I was trying to get people's answers, and I had all these homeless people, and nobody wanted to give me a straight answer.
What?
Yeah. Dude, there used to be a bum king in Montreal. I don't know if he's still there.
That is sick.
Yeah.
Be amazing if they wouldn't give you a straight answer, but they gave you a gay answer. Yeah. They're like, is there a king? Yes, queen.
And one guy,
what?
One guy was in front of Future Shop. Now it's Best Buy. And this motherfucker, I paid him. I gave him like $4. He said he'll answer questions if I give him money. He fucking tricked me.
Wait, you gave him two toonies?
I gave him two toonies at the time. He's like, thank you. He took it and he fucked off. And I was like, bro.
Hey, by the way, Prince Charles on our money now. Did you see
is
that?
He?
Yeah, he's on the losing toonies, dollar? Right? Yeah, they're putting him out. They're putting him out on the, I think I saw.
Anybody got Prince Charles on their money?
Might have been Facebook. I might have been lied to.
I'm finding out
now that I've been lied to.
No, they have to change it. It's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he's the ruler.
It was an ad while I was playing fucking Jewel
every
Crush.
Every time we have a fucking new king or queen.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
That is so stupid.
We haven't had to change it in like 100 years.
You know what's stupid? The fact that we have a fucking queen or a king. That's what's stupid.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We're like the school of magical Quebecers. Why do we have fucking kings and it's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a guy with a scepter and the fucking crown telling us what to do.
I feel like they're not even aware of what's going on in Quebec.
Yeah. That's a real reason, though, why English Canada always got mad at Quebec for wanting to separate. Because Canada hasn't even separated from England.
Yeah, they're not used to
it. So we're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, why are you dragging us into this shit? Yeah.
The king with the big ears is going to hear. Don't make them mad.
Yeah, they don't even know what's going on here, I feel.
No.
They're like, how's Canada?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we're fine. Yeah. They're like, okay.
Do you remember the video of him when he was like signing shit? Because I guess he was becoming ruler.
Yeah.
And he was smacking the guy's hands. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he didn't
present a good ruler.
To him
properly. That's going to be a good leader. He's just smacking people on
Tyrant.
Camera.
Yeah. You can tell he's been fucking wishing for his mom's death since he's 19.
Yeah.
And he's like, this old fucking whore won't die. Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And the mom made the father look like a cuck, so he fucking hates her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And now it's his era. Yeah, it's his time to shine.
And it's
he's like about fucking time.
It's his 4 years to shine.
Yeah, exactly. Because
he's going to die.
He's
going to
die. Yeah.
Yeah,
God
they're
save
not,
the king.
I don't think they're gonna last.
You know, at the monarchy,
royals?
The monarchy as an ideal. What I found fucked up, like you got to think of like you guys watch The Crown. Crown's a good show. You guys watch it. It's a good show, and it's like a dramatization of their entire history, right? And at first, it's like Queen Elizabeth's young life, right? Where you're like, oh, that's cute, and she was still alive, so she's watching this with her grandkids, and it's all
do
like.
Do you think she was watching it?
They were. They did.
Oh,
they,
really?
The BBC covered it. They liked the show, and they were watching it, right? But then what happened was like they ran out of. It was such a popular show. They're like, fuck, we need more. So now they're getting closer to like today. So now it's like they've covered Diana and her death, right? And now they're coming up to like. They're coming up to the same age that, like, Harry is now, but in the show. So it's just fucking weird that they have to watch this and be like, that was 4 years ago. What are you guys doing?
Like, it's just an episode of them looking around in London like, it's a lot of Pakistanis. It's a lot of Pakistanis.
That is them. That is what they say.
Yeah, I know.
But with an English accent. It's the same thing.
Can you do a fake English accent?
I could probably do, like, a Cockney accent.
Which is the hello, hello accent?
Oi,
okay.
Who the fuck you think I am?
Oh, that's a good
you
one.
You fucking pussy-o. Who the fuck you think I am? I watched a lot of Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. When I'm mayor, you're in charge of foreign affairs.
Yeah. Who the fuck are you coming into my fucking country? Well, you lot. You lot. Yeah. A lot of Harry Potter and Peaky Blinders. Somewhere in between there. And there. Yeah. Yeah, Peaky
you
Potter.
You should do magic with that accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fucking...
Yeah. And just
Peaky
like...
Potter.
Pretend to
Peaky Potter.
Pretend to stab people every couple seconds. Like, yeah, keep them on their toes. Yeah.
All right. You stab them with their card. Is this your card? It is now. And you fucking stab it.
Pay up.
I like that guy from Peaky Blinders.
Which one?
He has a fucking unique face.
Brick top.
The one with the big eyes?
Oh, yeah. He looks.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like an alien that was sent here to study us, but then became us, and we've accepted him into the fold.
Right.
Yeah. Right? He doesn't. He looks human, but also you're not human.
Yeah, he's the type of guy that he's very handsome because he's famous, but if he worked for like Best Buy, he'd be the ugly weirdo with the big eyes.
Yeah. That's
it's a
why
very
I love
thin
him.
Line with super attractive and super hideous. It's a thin line.
I like that though. You know, you see that with a lot of celebrities actually, where I catch myself, you probably do this too, where you catch yourself thinking, dude, if that guy was just a normal dude, would he be famous? Like, would
I wouldn't be sucking his dick right now. I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That happens a lot. I see people like that. I'm like, I wonder if it's like just like, his name. That
like, I remember first time I saw Uma Thurman. That's what I thought. Mm. She's so hot. Or she was so hot. But she's hot in a weird way.
Kill Bill Uma Thurman or like, Poison Ivy Uma Thurman?
I was Johnny B. Good.
Johnny
B. Good? Do you
remember
Johnny B. Good?
Yeah.
That's the first time I remember getting a blowjob. Yeah. Was during the movie Johnny B. Good.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was so good.
Is that why you love the movie?
Yeah, you're so good,
that's
Johnny.
That's why I remember the movie. No one remembers that movie.
Wait, you remember the movie?
I remember the best part. It was the blowjob part.
The best part was I was getting my dick sucked. It was a great movie.
And I remember the girl that she we were eating popcorn before. So the blowjob kind of hurt at first because of the salt.
Salt.
And I was like, oh, I don't think I like this. I don't think, oh, this is good. Oh. This is way better than regular popcorn. That was a good movie.
Uma Thurman was. Uma Thurman had a child with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their daughter is in Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one? Wait, is she the?
She's the older one going out with a dude with the long hair.
She's the one that in the first season or the second one, she's dressed like a sailor and she works at a mall restaurant.
Yeah.
I was trying to.
She looks like both her parents.
I was trying to
when
ask.
I found out, that's what I said. I looked at her. Yeah. I go, this is genetics.
Yeah,
it's
almost as if she's half of each.
She looks like both. Yeah, but some kids don't. Some kids fucking don't look at all like their kids.
Yeah.
I was trying to ask. Like,
you ever seen Angelina Jolie's kids? And,
no.
Well,
they're
that
all
also
adult.
Looks
one,
like both of them.
One looks like both of them. The other looks Pakistani.
Yeah.
He's fucking.
And then one of them has an extra chromosome. And it looks like someone completely different that I know.
But yeah, Angelina Jolie's daughter. Holy fuck.
Did she have a daughter that's not adopted?
Yeah, dude, it's no joke. You look at her, you're like, that's little Angelina Jolie. And at the same time, you're
who's
that's fucking
father?
Little Brad Pitt at the same time.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Oh, that must be a good looking kid.
Oh, that is going to be the best looking person alive, I think. On paper, but like we don't know in real life. But on paper, like that's what you're banking for, you know?
I wouldn't comment. She's a little too young at the moment.
Yeah.
How old?
No, on paper.
I'm going to hold.
I said on paper.
I'm going to hold my opinion.
Yeah.
For another 15 years.
No, paper. You can erase what's on paper.
Poseidon?
She's 17. You got to wait a year.
Yeah, on paper. God damn it. I said on paper.
You're the reason why the Cash Me Outside girl made $1 million on her first day of being 18.
Poseidon's
like, catch me outside now. How about that?
Yeah, he's like, you're only going to catch me inside for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
There's a chick on YouTube.
Catch me inside this 18. Okay, I'll stop.
There's a chick on YouTube, some Irish girl that sings in the street. Allie, I forget what her last name is, but she's like, I guess she's 17 now, but she's got like huge tits, tits. And she started singing like when she was 13.
Right.
And the funnest thing was watching the comments because it was all guys going, look at those tits. And then people would be like, she's 13.
Oh, God.
And then they'd be like, I'm so sorry. She's got a wonderful voice. It's the voice of an angel.
Yeah.
And today I was on YouTube and I saw her and I clicked and when I went to see the comments, now there are no comments that are disrespectful. And the video is her with her big tits popping out of her shirt. And everyone's super positive. The voice of an angel.
That's what they did to all the child. Besides, how old is Ariana Grande?
Old enough.
By the way, Ali Sherlock is now 18, so we're good.
Okay.
So you can everything else, it took him 45 minutes to find simple Netflix searches.
She's 18,
she's legal. He didn't even say her last name.
I didn't even say her last name. I said 13-year-old with big tits, and he was like, Ali Sherlock. Ali Sherlock.
What did you type in? He's like, Ali Big Tits.
I like how he just like dragged her name into a different list now. He's like, we're good.
He typed in Ali now Big Tits. Good. It was a Muslim transgender guy. He's like, oh.
We're good. He's,
he actually went on Twitter and he looked, people that blocked me. Okay. Ali Big Tits blocked
me. How old is Ariana Grande?
30.
She's 30, yeah.
He's got countdown to OnlyFans calendars at his house. He's remember like, only 3 more years, come on.
That's how it used to be, though. Like, remember that there was a fucking magazine called, like, that was barely legal?
Yes.
And I remember when I was young, there was a porn star, a girl from England. In England, they could show their tits when they were 16.
Oh, wow.
So some chick that had shown her tits when she was 16, and then there were countdowns.
Can they still?
I don't think
Poseidon?
So.
Can they?
I don't think so.
sorry, what?
I was trying to put you on the spot.
But they used to have countdowns until she was 18, and then the day she was 18, they showed her vag.
Oh my God,
that's so much.
That is fucking insane.
That's the internet.
That you're like a 58-year-old man, and you're like, I can't wait till this 17-year-old shows me her pussy.
And you know what's funny about those guys is that they're on Facebook, and I don't know if you've ever checked the comments under like a hot girl's post on Facebook. They're fucking wild.
Yeah, some crazy shit.
They think no one else can read their comment.
No, I know you can read my comment.
It's insane, though. But like this guy who looks like a normal ass dude who's got a job and he's just like, very nice pussy. And
Like sends crazier.
It off and you're like, your wife is on Facebook.
Crazier.
You're
I've seen,
like, dude, what are you doing?
I've seen people whose family is in their profile photo and they'll write shit, I'm gonna fucking come on your tits. It's like, bro, we could see your family in this photo. Like,
oh, take me to the Sahara with that camel toe. And they think you're being clever. Like, And you're like, what are you doing? This isn't a DM.
I've a friend whose mom just left the dad, and they've been together for like 54 years. And I was like, why? And he was like, all he does on Facebook is follow chicks with big tits.
They don't know.
And all he does is comment about their tits.
Yeah.
And now he wants to
find them. Dude, my new favorite hobby. Go to Facebook tonight. Just scroll in your feed. You'll see eventually a post that has way too many likes, and the chick's just like this, but then you look down a little bit, and you're like, oh, she's wearing like a low-cut dress, and you kind of see her underwear a little bit.
It's
and
done.
And it's just boom, like thousands of comments of like old creepy dudes that are like, whoa, let me get a piece of that action. And you're like, these are public. They don't know that, they don't know how the internet works.
One guy's just screaming, ah. Okay. Did you ever awkwardly compliment a chick to the wrong person?
Compliment a chick to the wrong person.
I did that. That's why I brought up Ariana Grande. I did that. I complimented in 2013. I complimented Ariana Grande to her brother. I didn't know it was her brother.
Oh.
At the American Music Awards. Yeah, it was like rehearsal time was like the day before the big thing. And I was
what do you mean
bathroom.
Complimented?
Okay. So I feel like
the girls can decide if it's a compliment or not.
I'm a big Weeknd fan. I knew who the Weeknd was. This was 2013. I didn't know who Ariana Grande was. I didn't care. But she was out there. She was fucking smoking hot. She was looking hot, the chick. And I was there.
Wait, 2013. Do the math
that's
on
what
this.
You
she was
were
20
asking.
Years old. She was 20 years old.
Is that why you were asking how old she is?
No, no, just
if you were a pedophile or not.
Yeah. I had double check.
How old is she?
Because she was hot, bro. I'm gonna tell you. But she was 20 years old.
I'm gonna say 2013.
Yeah.
She was this actually happened in 2004.
This happened in 2001. So she's doing a duet with The Weeknd. So as soon as I heard The Weeknd, I go, oh fuck, I'm gonna go down. I want to meet The Weeknd. When am I gonna get a chance to meet The Weeknd? So I'm there. I'm watching. It's fucking. It's a cool little duet they're doing. I forgot what the song was, but she was looking fly. So then I had to take a piss. So I go to the bathrooms. There's a big bathrooms. It's the Nokia Theater. It's empty. It's before. It's 2 days before the fucking thing. So there's a guy in the bathroom with me, the most flamboyant gay guy you've ever seen in your life. Very nice guy. His name is Frankie Grande. I didn't know. So I'm taking a piss. He starts talking to me. He's like, what did you think of that? What did you think of the singing? And I was like, fucking love The Weeknd. I'm a big Weeknd fan. And that chick was fucking hot. So then he's looking at me. He's like, She's a good singer. I go, she's a good singer, but she's fucking hot. She's fucking, let's be honest, bro. It's a fucking hottie.
Hey, he's not
so
wrong.
He laughs. He's like, all right, whatever. Least. Then I go into the war room. That's where they're doing all the social media posts, the whole team. And I see that guy. And I go, I just fucking met that guy. And I'm like, where? I go, we were taking a piss together, and we were talking. I'm like, what'd you talk about? I go, I was talking about how hot Ariana Grande is. And then the whole room goes silent.
Oh, wow.
And then the guy in charge there, he's like, hold on a second, Pantels. Did you tell Ariana Grande's brother how hot his sister was? And then right away, I'm like, I also said she's a good singer. He's like, stop talking to people. Stop fucking talking to people. I go, he was a good sport. He agreed. He laughed. You know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, isn't that chick hot? I didn't realize at the time.
And he's like, why was he staring at my dick the whole time? Yeah. So that got fucking weird.
At least, like, hot isn't, that's good. At least you weren't like, what a dumb whore.
Yeah.
Did you see that dumb whore? She ruined the song.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
fucking
I like her.
Dumb whore.
The fact that you said she was hot, I think, saves you.
I said hot. I didn't say anything crazy. Yeah, you know how I talk. I didn't say anything crazy.
Exactly. That's totally, I think that's forgivable.
Yeah,
I
you didn't you say, oh, she was ugly, but bangable.
No.
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't speak like that to a stranger.
I love that they're, because whenever you hear the last name Grande, you figure it's a fake name.
Yeah.
So there's something magical about a guy named Frankie Grande.
Frankie Grande, yeah.
Frankie Grande.
You know who the coolest person is in that family? The mom.
What's her name?
I forgot her name, but she's one of the nicest fucking ladies.
What makes her cool?
She was like talking. She was backstage and shit. She was talking to me like I was just hanging out with her, and she was like the most normal person there.
Did you tell him when you saw her, you're like, I just saw this fucking fag. In what? Oh.
He's in the bathroom. He tried to look at my cock the whole time, dude.
With her, when I met her, I already knew who they were. So I was just starting a conversation about like her kids are in this business and stuff. And she was kind of talking about how the people in the business are weird, but how lucky they are to be there.
Yeah.
And you got to keep you can't be like these degenerates. And I was like, oh, this is cool because everyone else is a fucking degenerate.
Yeah.
This lady's trying to keep her kids grounded.
That is a wild thing to hear though when you're like, because that guy didn't say, hey, that's my sister.
No, he didn't tell me. I found out later.
It is wild to find it out from other people. I would feel weird about that too. I'd be like, oh fuck, did I blow it?
I
guess you blew it because like you guys don't talk.
No.
I guess that's why.
Yeah.
That's got to be why.
Even though I did give him fashion advice a day later.
It's got to be why.
Yeah. He wore a painted-on bodysuit. He's like, should I wear a jacket or this? And then like an idiot, I'm like, bro, you're gay. If anybody's gonna pull this off, it's you. Just go shirtless. And he laughed and he went shirtless.
Oh.
And did he pull it off or not?
I think so, but I'm not into I don't know gay fashion.
Come
so
on.
If it looks good to me, it doesn't mean
Come
it's really.
On. Look what you're wearing.
To me, look at this. But to me, it looked good. He looked cool. Because he had the body for it. He was in shape, so they painted a suit on him.
Is that a bad stereotype? Gay dudes, they're in shape, right? They're like more in shape than not, yeah?
Most of them. Not everyone.
I've been to a few gay bars.
A lot of chubby gay guys.
Yeah, bears. But but the dudes, a lot of them are just like incredibly jacked. Is it hot in here? Is it?
Yeah.
Just me, right?
Where are you going with this?
Yeah. I don't know. Can I get another drink? Can I get another round?
Why are you going to so many gay bars?
Huh?
Why are you in so many
gay bars? I like talking about fitness.
Yeah.
Honestly, free drinks.
Okay.
That is all honesty. No, I'll be honest, though. Gay bars, though, it is one of the most fun places to go if you're a straight dude looking to just have a good fucking night with, the homies. Okay, not even joking. Actually a great time. Because they'll show you a great time. They think they're going to turn you, by the way. I don't know if you know this about gay people. They have a secret agenda where they love turning straight guys. And they have a really good success rate at it. All right? But what I'm saying is
what
true.
What kind of magic are you doing over there?
He came this close to going 10 for 10.
Yeah. Every single time. They trick me. They're so fucking tricky and sexy.
They just can't keep me.
Yeah. No. It is true, though. They do play this game between them where they're like, yeah, fucking, they'll tell each other, like, oh, I'm fucking turn this guy and all this shit. So they love doing it. If you're there to just have drinks and whatever, they'll flirt with you. It feels good to be flirted with, no matter from whom. I could say that. I'm comfortable enough to say that,
I have a feeling this ends in you getting banged.
Yeah.
And so I was like, is that gay? You're like, no, I'm just very political.
Listen.
I'm just very political.
Listen.
Hey. Hey,
just because I'm left-leaning, all right?
I have a gay friend that he had told me once that he only bangs guys that are straight.
Yeah.
And I was like,
they're gay.
Then they're not straight.
Yeah.
Like, They're not straight.
They're straight. Yeah, they're straight.
And he was like, no, but
no,
I...
No, they're totally straight, dude.
I seduce them. And I was like, there's no way you're able to seduce.
Yeah.
And this is the weird thing. He was telling me this while I was in a hot tub with them. So...
Yeah.
But
perfect. You're the guy.
He came this close to getting me. But
he's jerking my coffee. He's like, are you sure? Yeah. And Mike's like, yeah, you can't seduce me.
They do love that, though.
Yeah, but he didn't even come close to having sex.
Not even close?
Not even close.
Not even a little bit?
No.
Just the tip?
No. Not even the tip.
Most of my friends are gay.
Yeah?
That's what I think. That's what...
Hell yeah, dude.
Don't you look at me like that.
We didn't say anything.
I like it tonight. Like, when we got here, Chuck told me, he was like, the camera isn't working, so we can't see a Poseidon. Yeah. And then, but we didn't even bother turning the lights on for him.
Oh, yeah,
for people
true.
Here. Yeah, so you're just in the... The only thing lighting you up is your fucking shirt.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, yeah. If you were wearing black, that's what he used to wear. He last
and the
tour,
smell. If you follow the smell,
last tour
by odor.
He used to. He worked on the second half of my last tour as my stage manager type guy. And every show I'd tell him, I was like, wear black, because he'd have to go on stage when the lights were off. And he'd always wear fucking either white shirts or white pants or fucking yellow jackets.
Yeah. So you just see a chubby torso floating.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck, wear dark.
Incognito.
Yeah.
I remember going to, I went to a strip club in Ohio once at like.
With a bunch of gay guys.
It was a gay strip club. He got me there. No, it was a straight strip club. There was actually a spinner, which was kind of the first time I saw that. Was like a little person who was like a stripper also. Never seen that, but apparently it's a thing down there. I'm all for it. You've been seeing them on Instagram. Don't fucking
on the
lie.
Show?
You're into it. I see you right now.
Wait,
I can't
are you
see
talking
you.
About a Mijo or a short person?
Yeah, yeah. A short person.
Oh, okay. I thought
no,
a Mijo.
Like, yeah, a Mijo.
Oh.
Yeah. A Mijioto. The evolved version.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I go to this place, but I'm wearing like this pink shirt, like it's like you know like a like sort of like a hype hoodie, but it's like bright pink. And outside, it looks fine. It looks fine.
Oh, but it's glowing in the strip club.
But I go into the strip club and it's black lights, and now I'm a floating orb. Everyone around me has a pink face. Everyone within five feet is like glowing because of me. And I'm, like, with my friends, and one of my friends was, like, a celebrity, and he was like, I don't want anybody to know I'm here. I'm like, well, then stop following the ball of floating light.
So there was a glowing wizard.
I had an aura.
And a bunch of dwarfs.
Yeah, dude.
That's modern-day Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it was wild. Yeah.
It's Lord of the Urban Rings, bro. It's amazing.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
How was the midget stripper?
I didn't see her perform. She was just hanging out. Yeah, maybe she even worked there. I don't know.
Yeah, it might have just been a customer.
Yeah. She was hot, though. I'll give you that. She was hot.
Okay.
There's something weird about a naked Mijo.
Nope. It's nothing like, weird at all.
It makes me think of like it's a child. It's not good.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
How big were the
Why
titties?
Why you make it weird? Why you got to make it weird? Just laugh.
I'm telling you what I'm thinking. It's just weird. If I walked into the naked Mijo, no. I'd be like, it's not for me.
No, they have adult faces.
Yeah. It's they have like adult faces. Yeah. And
if they had a kid
arms
face.
And legs, yeah. They, and on their body, but it's just,
a little scrunchy, but they're hot.
Yeah.
And, I like it. Hey, I think, all right, I'm all for it.
It all depends how big their titties are, too.
But you guys, you've seen on Instagram. I'm not alone, right? By round of applause, have you seen the one I'm talking about on Instagram? Dudes.
A stripper?
No, a hot
you and those three.
She's an OnlyFans or like an Instagram model. She's a little person, but she made like $20 million last year.
Besides, bring her up.
Huge fake rack. Like, she's hot and she knows it. She's doing all these podcasts and stuff.
I don't know who this is. Poseidon, give us a photo.
I didn't know I was into it.
I'll show
I'll be
it
honest.
To the
I was like, all
right. Hey, you show us right now.
How big are her tits?
I don't want you to see what I'm Googling to find
her.
Okay,
is that?
I'll use your imagination.
Little, okay.
Yeah. I found her.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I found her.
Hold on.
Of course he did.
Again.
He would find her twice as fast if she was underage. Yeah.
Little person model sexy.
That's none of these. Dude, I'm discovering that there's more. Oh, my God.
Her boyfriend.
There's a whole breed
Imagine
of them.
A short lady.
Holy shit.
She's what's her name?
She's 3'11". Her boyfriend is 6'8", and her name is Irika.
6'8"?
Yeah. That means Irika and he Rexa. Yeah. Because his fucking cock must
Holy
just destroy
shit.
That tiny,
Holy.
Tiny vagina.
Oh, 6'8".
God damn.
That's crazy.
6'8". 3 foot what? 3 foot.
Now I'm 11. Now I'm in.
3'11".
Those are some wild stats.
So his 11. Cock.
Fuck.
Like when he comes on her belly, he has to lean back.
Yeah, he has
like
to.
Like he. Yeah. Yeah.
What's 3'11", bro? Like this.
3'11" is like probably this high from the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, there's dogs bigger than that. That's too crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Never stopped you.
That's
how,
crazy.
How hot is she?
She's got some like you know nice
Come on.
Big old titties.
She's hot.
One out of 10.
She's got a cute face. She's got a weird but
look,
it's
for a midget.
Okay. Hey. Hey.
Hey, you watch you how you watch talk yourself. About my lady.
I like that.
You don't treat my lady like that. She's a queen.
No, she's a good-looking lady.
Okay.
She is a good-looking lady.
How old is she?
Let's see.
Hold it up. She's of age. Calm down.
Hold on. How old is she?
What's her name?
Irika Herrick, I think.
Irika Herrick.
No, that's
you
some
guys,
ugly.
The guys in the back know. They already know. You've seen these fucking videos. They've been.
Yeah, but the guys in the front are like, what the fuck?
Because like puberty, like all the like hype accounts on Instagram, they'll like, oh, click this model, whatever, and they'll like shout out a model because like she paid him or something. But whatever. Okay, you get it.
Bro, I'm not making
this
up.
It's weird that I have to justify.
That's an old dude.
My kinks to you. That's to a all
lawyer.
Of you right now.
You typed in Irika Harik.
No, that's a dude.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. Her name is...
What's the last name?
Irika Calabrese.
Oh, Calabrese. Okay. Yeah. For some
is that...
Come here, my little pepperoni. My little cold cut.
Yep, that's her.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not
going to
defend
I've
you when
her.
They cancel you.
Yeah, I've seen her on podcasts.
Let me see.
Yeah, I need a good shot of her here. There you go. Come on, man. Come on. She's gorgeous. She's working it. She's using what she's got, and she's getting bank. I respect it.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
Anyone with confidence, though, is always sexy.
Absolutely.
Like you could get, like, yeah, the girl could be big, small, thin, fat. If she's confident.
Whoa, calm down.
If
no, I'm kidding. Okay, yeah.
No, but if she's confident,
okay,
confidence
no,
is always
confidence
sexy.
Is king. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially if she's making $20 million a year. I could also be into that.
That's.
I'll let her be like my sugar
like
mommy.
Why so many?
Yeah, she looked like an adult. She didn't look like a kid.
So many fat guys get hot chicks compared to fat chicks with hot guys because fat guys have confidence
and maybe money.
No, but even there are some poor. Look at fucking Poseidon. He has nothing, and his girlfriend is super hot.
Yeah,
but
he's
the
got
reason,
confidence.
And he's got nipples like this big.
Huge.
He's got
confidence, baby.
Yeah.
Poseidon like, has hot girl confidence.
He has the type
Canadian
of body
bacon.
Like that. When he gets naked, he should go like, "I'm sorry," but he's so confident.
I used to be very insecure about my nipples, actually.
Are you?
I used to.
You should.
But then
what happened? What happened?
You should, but you know, he's talking about big girls, small girls. If women knew how much we don't care, they would have way more confidence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's all in your heads. It's you
that
guys.
True. That is
it's
true.
It's women against each other. You guys fuck yourselves
it
over.
It is true.
Guys mostly don't give a fuck.
But girls, I think, are the same way. I think a lot of girls are the same way, mostly because, like, the girls eventually, they're just like, fucking, yeah, only the gay dudes are jacked, so I guess I'll have to go with fucking these guys. Yeah. Who are fucking funny, I guess, but
if you
I think girls too. Personality goes along.
Yeah, if you have a
women.
Cool chick, bro, that's it. You have a cool chick. Yeah. You're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a big rack helps.
But yeah, so I used to be insecure about my nipples, and then I just started owning it.
Yeah.
And then women would start like when I was younger, and then women would start sucking
and then
on them.
Ugh.
And it felt
that's
good.
Why, by the way, that's why you got fired.
And it was arousing, so I was like, you know,
did
I kind of like this.
Did it attract like other women? You know how like. Like they were like baby pigs feeding, so there was like seven of them on each nipple.
But that's crazy. Like I don't know why I got fired from TELUS. Women were sucking my tits at work.
So chicks chicks would start licking your giant nipples?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, don't fucking yuck someone's yum, dude.
That's, hey, they got to eat somehow.
Yeah. Don't kink, no kink shaming here. Yeah. It's all good.
He was feeding the Mijos.
Yeah.
God.
The Midgeots.
You are all my children. So how did the tit sucking start?
I was my ex-girlfriend when I was 18. I was like really like insecure.
How long have you had these big nipples?
Oh, since I was a kid.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you grow into them?
Yeah.
Did they grow with you? Or like when you're little, they were this
they
big.
They were giant. And then they just stayed this big.
Yeah, then you'll be 90 and it'll just be like fucking just
he's like
a
Benjamin
dot.
Button, but with nipples. Yeah. They just get smaller as he gets
older.
He
was 40% nipple. So Poseidon, what happened with the girl?
Oh, yeah, my ex-girlfriend, like, I was insecure, and she noticed I was insecure, and she's like, oh, there's no, like, why are you insecure? And I finally took my shirt off, and the first time she saw my nipple, she laughed.
Did she? But when?
Girl power! Girl power!
That's funny. That's so funny.
That's a Spice Girls moment.
That's funny,
dude.
When
you took the shirt off, though, and she laughed, did you right like, away know it was the nipples or you thought it was the belly button?
100% yeah. I knew it was a nipple.
He's like, okay. wait till I take off my pants. Hold on.
Even smaller than the nipples.
He's like, but then after
showing
I...
Showing off.
You're laughing now. Hold on.
He's like, but then after I slapped her, she came to her senses.
Yeah.
So with your new girl now, does your girl lick your nipples? Is that like part of the sex?
Is it forbidden?
That's private information. You know what I'm saying?
That's the weirdest yes ever.
Put her on. Call her. We call her.
So I'm wondering.
Can we call her right now?
So that's like part of the like on her way down to sucking your dick. She licks your nipples, and do you think that's just her wasting time, like trying to.
Maybe I'll get used to
the smell. Can we get her? Can we get her on the phone?
Nah.
Come on.
If I get used to the taste,
come on.
I
think we call her. We ask her what she thinks. Okay. Right?
I left my phone upstairs.
I got a phone. What's her number?
I forgot. I'm dead serious. I don't remember her phone number.
No, he does.
All right. I'll call her later. It's fine.
What are you gonna say?
No.
Hey, pussy, I didn't nip a lick, yes?
Yeah. So, what's up, baby? What's up? How you doing, baby?
I heard you like to lick nipples.
I think it's easier though for guys that have something weird about them to
100%.
Get hot chicks 100%. Than a girl with something weird about them to get a hot.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in their own heads, women more than us, but we're in our heads too, but not as much as women.
The only ones that don't seem to care are lesbians. Like
about,
you often
about
see
what
like,
you look like or
two weird looking lesbians together.
They don't care what they look what each other looks like.
Yeah. Usually gay guys
they might be the best people, yeah.
Yeah. Usually gay guys there's one that looks like if one of them looks off, the other one looks normal.
You know lesbian couples beat the shit out of each other more than any other couple on the planet?
Go on.
It's true.
It's a huge bump.
It's
40% of lesbian couples beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. And who has the least?
They make Saudi Arabian couples look normal, bro. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
You know what's
bro.
Fucked up, though? Like, for real, in Saudi Arabia, there's no way of knowing the percentage that gets beat because they have the headscarves and they don't tell. Like, there's no woman getting beaten in Saudi Arabia. Going to the police, 0%, going, you're not going to believe what fucking,
what Muhammad just did to me.
He's fucking very wrong.
Yeah. And he's just wiping the blood off his knuckles. He's like, what'd you say?
That's
the way they function.
No, but for real though, lesbian couples, it's a real Poseidon. Bring up the statistics.
Yeah, 43.8%.
How much?
How much?
43.8%.
Oh, I said 40. Holy.
So lesbian, the CDC also stated that 43.8% of lesbians... CDC? Lesbian women reported experiencing physical violence, stalking, or rape by their partners.
By their partners?
Jesus, fuck.
Rape?
I like how they say lesbian women.
That's a good point.
I mean,
that's
like,
a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, in case you thought we were talking about lesbian cats.
Hey, we're living in a politically correct time. Yeah. It's appropriate. Yeah,
we're not talking about goats.
Yeah, we're not
talking about women.
Yeah, we're not talking about a bunch of three lesbian dudes up here.
So 43... That mean, you know how much I must suck for like a chick that isn't really lesbian, but she was like kind of bi, And she was like, fuck, I can't take men anymore. I'm going to go with women.
Yeah.
Less trouble. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then she'd get the shit kicked out of her.
Yeah.
And because if you go see the police and you're like, my husband beat me, they'll be like, we're going to go kill that guy.
Yeah.
And but if you go see the police and you're like, my girl beat me, they'll be like, wow. Meow.
Ooh, got a little spicy in the bedroom. Is that what you're saying?
They're going to be, Pierre, come over here. We got a sexy story. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're probably, those are probably underreported as well.
Yeah,
every crime is underreported.
I think the one that's the most underreported are guys getting beat by their girlfriends.
For sure.
Those are the most, yeah.
You, could you, fuck, imagine how much you must not feel like a man going to the police.
Listen, dude.
Because your wife
You can't tell your friends.
You can never show up in a group chat.
No, but even as a friend.
You're like, left group chat. You're like, what happened to, Jimmy?
I have a friend
like
who's
fucking
a comic.
Girlfriend beat the shit out of him.
I have a friend who's a comic, and he told me that his girlfriend used to beat him up.
And you're like, fight back!
My first like, reaction, though, like, I started laughing, because she was like 4'11", and I was like, what the fuck? And then I'm just laughing.
But what do you say, fight back? You can't.
And then I went on stage, and I did like 3 or 4 jokes about it, and he was kind of sad. And then... But he wrote a show about it. And I was like, fuck. And then
he wrote a show about him getting beat up or you making fun of him?
No, about him getting up. And then he thanked me. And he was like, thank you. It motivated me into making a show about that. And I was like, that's what I was trying to do. And then I saw him. And I was like, how's that show? And then he was like, yeah, I called her. And I asked her if it was okay. And I talked about it.
She
and she said no. And I was like, she used to beat you up. You fucking left.
It's his ex.
Why are you asking for permission?
Oh, he deserved a beating.
What a fucking,
he deserved a beating, this guy.
Some guys like it, though. There's that, too.
To get beat up?
I don't think anyone likes
getting beat up. No, nobody likes
getting
beat up.
What are you talking about?
No, no, not like in your sex stuff. I'm talking about like actual...
Like guys might like
What are you talking about, role play?
No. I'm talking about real life. Nobody likes going home and getting the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's role play?
That's different.
No, yeah.
That's sex stuff.
Yeah, but,
I'm talking about in your everyday life. You don't want to show up at your house and your wife's like, where are the muffins? And
unless that's what I'm into.
I'm so fucking happy I'm not into weird shit like that. Because today...
Some people are.
On my TikTok, there was a guy... And I've seen this video like 2 years ago. And for some reason, it came back up today. It was a guy on his knees. And there's a chick wearing like Nerf boots and kicks him in the nuts. And then another girl kicks him in the nuts, and then he falls over, and then they spit in his mouth.
He comes
in. And I'm like, and he seems like so fucking
happy.
Comes
so hard after that.
For sure. But I'm like, I'm so happy I'm not into that.
Yeah, but I'm also equally happy that he is, because he's getting exactly what he wants.
No, sir.
Yeah, but don't
get me wrong. He's getting exactly what he deserves.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And
He's been a bad boy.
He's been a very bad, naughty boy.
I'm curious to know how they discover that. Dude, like, how did they discover they're into that?
Yeah,
you ever thought about that?
But yeah, again, I wonder about that, too.
For getting hit in the balls, they just got hit in the balls. That's how they discovered it.
I know a girl who used to go out with a dude, and she would text me about the escapades. Because she's like, I'm trying something new. This is like, this guy's into, he's like Dorian Gray ass type fucking into like some weird shit. Into like some dom shit. Like he's got a whole room and like he wants her to like, he has to go buy like her like toiletries. That makes him feel like inferior. So like she's like, go buy my tampons. And he's going to buy his and he's spending his own money and like gets him off. And the only way this guy could come, she would tell me
and
this.
And how, like, what a fucking weirdo that for him is feeling beneath her.
Yes. I'm going to farm a brain.
I had to spend my own $3
to
buy something that isn't embarrassing.
But he loved it. He loved it. You know, good for him. Good for her. She got what she, you know. And
she got free tampons.
Yeah, she got free tampons. Yeah. And then like, she told me the only way he could come was if she sat on his face so he couldn't breathe and slapped his balls while he was jerking it.
What?
Literally.
How? But if
and
he
I thought,
can't
I'm
breathe,
like, this has got to be a joke. She's like, no. She's like, sending
could he
me
tap out? Like, if she was on too long? Because, like, you don't want to be like, fucking die.
How do you explain that to the cops?
Yeah.
How do you explain that to the cops if you killed him with your ass?
Yeah.
I think
you go down as the most badass lady ever alive.
I think, though, for real, is you just run away.
Yeah.
Like no
They're
one,
gonna find ass residue.
No one's ever gonna murder someone accidentally.
You ever watch CSI? They're gonna find ass residue all over that place.
Yeah, special
and
SVU.
And that's gonna be a hard thing.
That was actually an episode
special
of SVU.
Special victims unit. They come in. They're like, "Did you put your ass in pussy?"
They're like,
in this
"Smell
guy's
his
face.
Nose." Suspicious.
Yeah. It's Patricia's vagina. Yeah.
His nose smells a little like. I'm not gonna go there.
You ever watch those shows, the Law and Order stuff?
In Florida, I do.
They're fine.
For some reason.
You're a different guy in Florida?
Yeah, in Florida, I'm a totally different
That's
guy.
That's amazing. I want to meet Florida Mike.
Yeah, in Florida, I listen to Impractical Jokers. It's on 24/7. And I told you this because you had that show on True TV.
Yeah.
And you told me people that were getting angry that it wasn't always Impractical Jokers. And I was like, those are such fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But whenever I'm in Florida... And they have anything that's on Impractical Jokers.
Carbonara effect. You're like,
I'm like, where the fuck is Sal?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, so, that whole network is just Impractical Jokers.
So, I Impractical Jokers, I go to Lowe's 4 times a day. I'm always at the fucking hardware store.
Dicks.
I have a friend at the hardware store. I told you this. I met a guy when I was in Florida last winter. I'm there, and he's like, he asked me, like, he's there to cut my wood because I was redoing my kitchen. So he cuts like 2 pieces of wood for me, and then he goes, "Where are you from?" And then I go, "I'm from Montreal." I'm from the East Coast too. And then I go, "Where?" "New York." And I go, "Really? What you doing here?" He goes, "I can't go back to New York." And I'm like, "Okay, all right, okay. I just wanted my wood cut, so I'm good. I'm good." And then I leave. And then I go back, and I'm in the fucking, like the hammer section or the screws or whatever. Yeah. And then he comes and tells me the end of the story. He's like, "Yeah, fucking people are looking for me in Long Island. So I had to come here."
Is this guy working?
Yeah, he's a fucking employee at Lowe's. And I'm like, "Well, who's looking for you?" And he goes, "I can't tell you, but fucking I saw some things. I saw some things." And then I'm like, "Okay, I'm good. I found my shit." And then he followed me and then told me what he saw and who was after him, and there were people from the mafia, and I was like, how bad is the fucking mafia that no, like, I'm gonna murder this guy before, like, shut the fuck up. If you saw a murder, just fucking leave, you fucking big mouth.
Yeah, people who see murders talk too much.
Yeah.
It's very
but
funny.
The guy,
I know exactly the type of person you're talking about, by the way. I'm like, I feel like we've all run into those at a hardware store eventually.
Yeah, and
I know guys.
And another thing, you're like, I didn't ask. All right, go ahead. Yeah.
There's a lot of those guys in Florida, though.
Yeah.
Like most
it's
of
like
Florida
a safe haven for those type of people. Like, you guys see the new GTA?
There's a lot of those guys in Park X.
You guys see the new GTA trailer?
Yeah, of course.
GTA 6? You guys see
the trailer? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's Florida, dude. That's like fucking that's a whole vibe. Like that whole fucking trailer looks amazing.
I'm working on we're going to drop it soon.
I saw this. Yeah. It's great. But yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Shout out to the guy at Lowe's.
Yeah.
Lowe's party, baby.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I want to finish my homeless story.
Yes.
From the beginning.
That is how we started the show.
Where they elected you leader?
Where they elected me leader. Yeah. So that couple that's getting married,
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them.
The lady tells me that she's a singer. She goes, I'm a singer. How do you get on The Voice, on La Voix, the Quebec version of The Voice?
That's a good question.
And I go, I don't know. Like, I'm not a singer. I don't know. And she goes, because, you know, I sing. I have a beautiful voice. I want to do those auditions. And then I just tell her, I go, you know what? If you fucking, like, Google it, send them an email. They're going to book you for sure because The Voice loves a story.
Because you're homeless.
Like, they're usually like, okay, this person has an average voice, average fucking body, but her mom has cancer.
That's right.
So I was like, you're fucking homeless. I was like, your story beats everyone's story.
Yeah.
And then she goes, and I go to tell her, because you're homeless. And she goes, my story does beat everyone's story, because my ex-boyfriend used to beat me. And then he murdered our child. And then my sister committed suicide. And she's just crying.
Holy
and
shit.
I'm like, "That you fucking keep that for the
you're
TV
sitting on
show.
A gold mine here.
No. But I was like, oh god damn, there's no way you could put that person on TV.
I will be her agent.
Yeah.
Give me her number.
Yeah.
What is
we're
she
getting rich.
Sing?
Oh. That is insane.
Yeah, the best part is she can't sing at all.
But that is a lot of, yeah.
She
we don't
goes
care.
On, she's like, live in the vida loca.
Yeah.
This is the happiest I've been since my husband murdered our family.
Yeah, you realize.
That's,
yeah.
That's
you realize it. The husband used to beat her since he was just going, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And like, I like how like, he'll probably be there when she's performing and be like, yeah, what can I say?
It'd be amazing if you could get, like, she sings and then the chair turns around and it's her ex-husband. He's like, I found you, bitch.
And she stops. She just flinches for a second. Like, oh, was she flinching?
He's using the corpse of the dead kid as a ventriloquist dummy.
Jesus Christ.
Poor her, though.
Fucking. Project your voice.
I'd watch it.
I'm a fucking...
I'd watch it. We can all say whatever the fuck you want about whatever he said. You'd watch it.
Yeah.
You'd watch that whole show. You'd fucking retweet it. You'd be like, this is wild.
That's what I hate about those shows, though. That you need something pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
it is true.
It's not talent. It's
nothing
not... You're like, okay, you sound okay... But they have a kid with like one
I've been emailed
leg.
By them, by like the AGTs, the BGTs, all these guys. I've been emailed.
What's BGT? It's
like Britain's Got Talent. Okay. There's France Got Talent. Italy's Got Talent. They all have talent, apparently. And they email you and they're like, hey, what's your act? What's your act? Or
is
whatever.
It all that they all send you emails?
They
so
all
you
say
get,
you have
it's
talent.
Like a buongiorno. Yeah. Buongiorno, Christopher.
I'm from Italy's Got Talent. You're like, okay.
Do you know how to make a pizza?
But like,
magically.
My buddy Eric is doing, he just did AGT, he's doing BGT, France Got Talent, Italy's Got Talent, all doing the same trick.
Oh.
And I'm like, why aren't these countries just asking the other country if they have talent?
Eric from...
Why are they going to interview the same guy?
Eric from Getsno?
Leclerc, yeah.
He's doing all Italy's Got Talent.
He just did France with Sugar Sammy?
Yeah, but France, he speaks French.
Yep.
But does he speak Italian?
Nope.
So he just goes in and goes, ha ha.
And he does his trick and like, that's it.
Bro, magic is international.
Yeah. And I don't know. He's on ketamine, so he just gets away with it. But
Middle East has talent would be amazing.
They do hit you up for a sob story.
They probably have that, though.
Yeah.
Talent, yeah.
No, but the show.
Oh, yeah, for
like,
sure.
There's probably Egypt has got talent.
Yeah, there is.
That'd be amazing.
They all have those.
We should do a sketch
I got
on
offered
that.
To do, like literally, like, seven of them, because they all hit you up the same. It's all the producers, right? And they're like, whoa, they see one viral clip, and they're like, you could do this on our show or whatever. And a lot of people go for it, but then what they don't tell you is that, like, they're going to cut you after that first round.
Yeah.
Unless...
You got a sob story.
You apply for a visa, and then you got a sob story, and then they'll just take you to, like, the moon. So if you say, if you come with some shit like she was saying, you're a shoo-in. You're a shoo-in.
I want to do Middle East has talent.
Like, if we did, like, Afghanistan has got talent with the Taliban, because singing is illegal.
Oh,
so, like, every singer, they're like, we're taking you to Vegas, and then they bring them upstairs and throw them off the building.
It'd be funny, you do... Afghanistan has talent, and the person you bring is just a woman who's a business owner. Like, she started her own business. Like, whoa! That's talent!
She could drive?
Yeah. That's crazy.
There's a really
We're
good...
We're gonna kill her, but it's impressive.
She
it's
is a
impressive.
Witch.
Yeah.
She does deserve to die.
There's a really good documentary... And we're going to see how fast
Taliban has patience.
Poseidon can
Hamas
Google
has talent.
How fast
far.
He can Google when there isn't Kitty Bourne involved. But it's a documentary about a show. It's like America's Got Talent, but in Afghanistan, the year that the Taliban got elected or got elected, got murdered everyone and came back.
The good
to
old
power.
Days.
And I think it's called something Star. Mm. Afghan Star. Is that what it's called? It's a really good documentary. There's one of the contestants. She goes on, and no one has TVs there. She goes on, and episode one, she's like, I'm a superstar in my village. And episode two, she's like, I have to hide because people are going to murder me because she's fucking singing.
She exposed herself.
Yeah.
It is Afghan Star.
Afghan Star.
That's
such a good fucking documentary.
It sounds sad.
There's 15 seasons.
How much?
15.
Oh, fuck.
There's also Arabs Got Talent.
Just Arabs?
Yeah,
just Arabs.
There was no one talented enough to write that correctly. The Arabs got talent.
Yeah.
But the show's venue.
Quebec a talent. Yeah. That's
like, there's like, there wasn't enough talent in Lebanon and like all these countries. Like, we'll just
No, it's all together, Arabs. I guess. Arabs apostrophe got talent.
Arabs got talent.
You're right. There's no apostrophe.
That's like somebody said Asia's got talent. Of course.
Yeah.
Asia has fucking talent. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Math.
Yeah. Asia's got all the talent, actually.
Yeah, it's magical little Majos that build our phones. It's great.
Yeah. An incredible variety of sex dolls, might I add.
Yeah, that's a big thing still.
It is a huge thing in my search history.
Sex dolls in
In Wancheng.
Asia? It's mostly, they're all made in China, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And are they electric now? Because those things are going to get popular as soon as they learn how to clean themselves.
That's right. We looked into this.
Yeah, if they can empty themselves.
Yep. Say what you want, he's not wrong. Because the worst part about having a sex doll is the post-nut cleanup.
It's not even
what have I done? You know, you're like, you're just dragging a dead body out of the bathroom at that point. Like, it's literally like a limp sex doll that weighs 100 pounds. You're like, oh, get out of here.
You know what I think
is worse? Wash your pussy out and fucking, it's fucked up.
You know what I think is worse, though? It's not dragging it to the bathtub. It's getting it out of the bathtub once you dried it off. So, like, 6 hours later, you go piss and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's still there.
But I don't know when that's...
So hot. Just turning me on for normalized. Nothing. Just sitting there like, why are you so hot? Just laying there.
You're always going to look crazy with that because no matter what happens, if a cop shows up to your house and he's like, we found a sex doll, there's cum in her vagina and a handgun up her asshole, they're going to be like, this guy's into some crazy shit.
Yeah, I do what
shit.
I want. It's my sex doll.
Do you really think it's going to pop off that much?
Yeah, dude. There's I watched like a lot of...
Sex doll porn.
Fuck.
But here's the thing.
Not sex
Women
doll
porn. Already complain. There's even a comedian on the next show in a couple of minutes. She talked about it on one of the podcasts that guys like now 20 to 35, they don't fuck anymore. So there's a lot of chicks that are getting really pissed off. They're like, what the fuck's wrong with these guys? They won't fuck us. So now we're also replacing them with dolls. They're never going to get laid. Like women of this generation are going to, that's crazy.
Well, because of the pandemic.
Dude, they've had dildos. For fucking 20 years.
Yeah, but they're looking for...
We just got sex dolls. Give us a break.
Yeah.
And look at the blow-up doll, dude. What the fuck is that? And then, you know, they had dildos.
Like,
but at least they just have the dildo.
My generation...
Not a whole dude.
My generation used to lose their virginity when they were like 15, 16. The new generation is losing their virginity when they're like 27, 28. So a lot of guys... And that's the average. So imagine a guy that doesn't have confidence... They're all going to be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to hit on a girl. She'll fucking call me a creep. She'll say I'm a fucking rapist.
I'm not a creep. I'm going to go fuck this doll.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Finally. Someone hears me.
I'm going to go come inside that mannequin like a real dude.
Yeah.
Well, so the compromise here is you go to a sex doll brothel. That's the future.
Yeah, those exist.
Yes, they do.
And there's one in Montreal.
There's one in Italy, too. There's one in Montreal?
There's one in Montreal.
Yeah,
there's one in Montreal.
Fuck out of here, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, anyways. Forgot what I was saying. No, but yeah, that's the future of the industry is like these, because then you don't have to clean it. What's it called,
the one in Montreal?
You don't have to wash them out. Somebody else, that's his job.
That's the most disgusting thing in the world. Coming inside of something. It's like coming in someone else's condom. But it's because a fucking used sex doll, it's like, hey, do you want to jizz in my condom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
I want to start a chain of those, and I want to call it cum dumpsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, here's the real truth. You can say whatever you want about sex dolls for now, all right? So if you're out there like thinking maybe I'll get one, maybe I'll borrow one, maybe I'll rent one, whatever it is, you're doing it, do it now. Because we all know the way the AI is fucking going right now, in 20 years, they're going to cancel you for this shit. You're not going to be able to fuck a sex doll without the sex doll's consent. That's just the way it's going to be. Because they're going to be fucking ChatGPT-8 or whatever. And they're gonna be fucking sentient sex dolls.
Is 8 after T?
They're ChatGPT-8.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah, they're going to be way more advanced. And like they'll have rights.
Fucking
like,
ChatGPT-8.
Because this is a...
It's fucking Bugatti.
It is an honest question when you're like, you know, like what can... What can you do to a sex doll that isn't violating the Geneva Convention? Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you allowed to do?
Right now, you can do everything.
Do everything, right? Yeah. But as soon as you start integrating, like, some chip, people are going to be like, that's fucked up, dude. And it, and then they're going to be like, no, obviously, you can't just stick a gun in a sex doll's asshole. You can't do that. A loaded gun. You can't.
I'm telling you.
That's fucked up, right?
This is history.
You can't
this
just spit on a loaded gun. Sorry.
This is historic because I guarantee you this was a similar conversation being had in Germany before the Second World War about Jews. And they were saying the same type of shit. Like, we got to do it now, bro. People are going to be against this. They're going to question everything we're doing.
You know what I think is going to happen, though? With
no matter
like
how hot it is, you just can't.
Yeah. Like a sex doll brothel. Like, and I never looked into this, but probably you probably have to wear a condom when you go to a sex doll brothel.
You don't.
I would.
I mean,
because, like, if I was the owner of a sex doll brothel, I'd be like, wear a condom, and then the cleanup is way quicker, right? Just a bit of Febreze.
But you pay premium,
and
you're. You can...
But so
you're
gonna
have these raw dog and cream pies.
Imagine you're fucking a plastic doll with a condom. But you can't complain. You can't go, I'm not going to put my dick in rubber. And you're like, it is rubber.
It feels
you're
real.
You fucking dummy. It doesn't feel real.
It does. It feels almost better. From what I hear is that it almost feels better.
How much are they? What like
at?
You're the reason why they cut the heads off mannequins so you don't
fuck
them.
We got to be over an hour. Yeah. It's got to be over an hour, right?
Yeah. And it would be amazing to find out that every fucking dollar Chris has ever made from YouTube is all gone into real dolls.
Yeah. I own a factory in Shenzhen right now that's just fucking mass producing these.
I test all
busty,
of them.
Busty, sexy, fucking, let me tell you.
And it's not creepy because I married them.
We were, exactly. I married them. Yeah, I comb them every morning.
Show ends, you put 19 rings on.
Yeah. I do their makeup, I dress them. It's very consensual.
Oh, yeah, there's probably worse. Fucking weirdos that fucking paint their nails.
There's a dude in Italy. He owns a brothel. Half the brothel, this is true, there's a documentary on this. Half the brothel is sex dolls, and half the brothel is real sex workers. And this is in Rome, where sex work was very prominent during the Roman Empire.
Still is.
It still is, but like back then you had tokens that were strictly for sex that you would give in a brothel. It was very, very prominent.
You must have fucking felt like shit when you gave that at the Vatican for like a communion.
You're like,
wrong token. And then the priest was like, I'm going to have sex with the boy. No.
Yeah. He's like, wrong token. The priest is like, it's the right token.
That's the right token.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
All right. Listen. That's the episode. This was a fun fucking time. I feel like it's too short.
Yeah.
But there's another show after this. Merry Christmas to everyone. If by
Happy
any
New
chance.
Year's. No, this is Christmas.
This is, yeah,
okay.
It's Christmas.
Yeah,
no. Okay. It comes out tomorrow.
Also, this episode's only 7 minutes long online for some reason.
If anybody who's here right now and the night is too short for them, they still want to keep it going.
Or no, we'll say goodnight, and then once we quit recording,
then we'll tell them.
Then
I'll
give
the secrets.
That,
okay.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you're watching this online, Mike Ward is on tour in 2024. MikeWard.ca, Patreon.com/SuzyKut for SuzyKut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Mike, your tour is everywhere right now. Modest, all over Quebec.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing Quebec for about a year.
Tickets online.
This guy, by the way, he sold. Under fucking humblest guy in the world sold what 25,000 tickets in like a day or some
it's
shit.
Barely even been a big announcement. Yeah,
the GOAT. If you're not getting your tickets already for Mike,
thank you, Chris Ramsey. First.shop.
Yeah, if you want merch,
get merch, magical merch,
YouTube
silicone
stuff.
Merch. Sexy.
Why you gotta do me like that, bro?
PantelisComedy.com, Patreon.com/Pantelis. I got the French cast, I got the podcast, and I'm going on tour in French all around Quebec. We announced that this week.
Awesome.
Yes, so thank you guys.
And every Tuesday night, you have
an English show here.
9:15 English
PM.
Show at Le Bordel.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday, there's a show coming up. Yeah. Well, yeah. We don't talk about it.
We're gonna say that in a second.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.